From your home of all things sports and banter, semi-live from Studio A, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hi, Guy.
Hi.
How we doing? It's playoffs. Come on. You got to be a little bit. It's playoff season.
I mean, we're in the playoffs, but man, did my Vikings look horrible.
Oh, I forgot. Did they?
Did you forget?
I did. I was hoping you'd bring it up. I was hoping you'd bring that up.
Well, I mean,
you want to open the show with that?
I mean, if I can brag about it, I'm going to have to deal with it, too, when they don't play so well.
I mean, if we don't lead with your Vikings getting just stomped out by the Lions, you know what we have to lead with? My Packers losing to the Bears for the first time since 2018.
Yeah, that pales. I mean,
oof. Oh.
I
didn't even write down on the things I wanted to talk about the games that happened last week because I just I tried to block all of that out.
I felt so. I mean, I honestly didn't feel as bad for Minnesota getting throttled by Detroit. I mean, theoretically, Detroit is Super Bowl bound. I mean, that's
correct.
You know,
yes.
Bears, not so much.
I said,
when's the last time the Packers won or the Bears won?
2018. 2018. It's been 6 years. They were 0-15. I'd say that's what 0-15, 0-16. Yeah. I mean, the stats that if you look up the stat, unbelievable. The way they lost that game. I guess we're going to start the show right there. Yeah. The way that they lost that game was terrible. The way the Packers played for the entire game, like not even just some of it, all of it. There isn't. I can show you. You can hear some. Did you watch the game?
No.
Go, lucky you. Yeah, I.
No, I don't have the necessary channels.
That happens. Yeah.
So I'm just watching highlight. So I watched the NFL channel with the.
Oh, that's
the
that's a great way.
So yeah.
You get to watch a good chunk of most of the game that way. I mean, they made Caleb Williams didn't play great. He looked okay. He was 21 of 29 for 150 yards, which is not good. And he didn't look fantastic.
Yeah.
They didn't run the ball particularly well. The Bears didn't. They didn't. And the Packers played just terrible. Jordan Love was 7 of 12 for 69 yards, and Malik Willis was.
He also got injured, right?
Correct.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
Christian
at that
Watson's
point.
Out for the game, and your quarterback got hurt for the remainder of the game. Yep.
Malik Willis also got hurt in that one, too.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, because he got banged up.
Oh, that's right. He did, because he had to come back. Yeah, good call. I don't know what to tell you about any of that game. If from the Packers' perspective, that's optimistic, right? Like
if you're Philadelphia, you're not scared at all.
No, I said last week that if you lose to the Bears, you are absolutely going to lose in the first round, and I don't think anything's changed. Watching how the Packers played against what should have been a let's get ready for the biggest game of the year.
I will admit, though, I have a slight hoping that they do beat Philadelphia, because if they do, they meet Detroit.
Oh,
because Detroit plays the lowest seed remaining.
Sure. Yeah.
So if my Vikings beat the Rams and the Philadelphia beats the Packers, which is going to happen.
Yes.
Detroit, we just meet Detroit again.
Oh, okay. How badly do you want to get beat by 31 points again?
So, well, your Packers, they're horrible.
They did not play well. I really don't think they played all that well, really running down the stretch, whether their record was good or not.
Do you think they really were like, doesn't matter?
No, there's no such thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're a professional football player, I don't believe...
That's Kansas City.
I don't believe you can play at 80%. And this wasn't a game where they only...
Did they sit any starters?
I mean, I'm running through who played and how many. Looking at 6 carries for Josh Jacobs. I'm looking at... I mean, he got the third largest amount of rushes in that game.
Sure.
On your defense, you're looking at all your starters seem to be playing.
So they tried.
I was watching it while working, so they may have been pulling guys that I wasn't seeing. But that last quarter was just to watch.
Yeah.
You're missing all sorts of things, like fluky nonsense. You should have won. There was nothing about that. You should have.
The stat I heard for
11-6 to finish the season is not what I would have been
expecting.
That's not
expecting. Strong.
That's not strong. No.
The stat I heard too was Christian Watson. His averaging is 20 yards per catch.
Yeah.
He's the big play guy.
Yes.
Really, the only guy they got that's big plays, I guess.
I mean, he's the only guy fast, but he's also not reliable in that he's not in the games enough. He just doesn't seem. He gets hurt all the time.
He's got rubber for
right.
Hamstrings.
He's got rubber legs. And
now
that's
knee too.
Apparently. Not a great. Yeah, those are still connected to his leg. They're all made of rubber, and he's not going to finish a season ever. As fast as he is, the Packers have had a history of drafting in the second round really fast wide receivers who get hurt a lot. If somehow or another they've run into that like over and over. Javon Walker, Robert Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
And
Robert Tonyan.
Yeah, and Christian Watson. They're I think they're like a 5-point underdog, I think, to the Eagles.
Nine for a while.
It may have been. Jalen Hurts' status is not up in the air. I'm sure he's going to play.
Sounds like he is now. It was questionable this morning, but now this afternoon or tonight when I was watching.
It's the playoffs. You've got quite a few days
and
left.
And honestly, even if he didn't.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
If he didn't play, I'm just saying, if he didn't play, I would still take Philadelphia with
Saquon. I think you'd be wrong then. I think when you hit this time of year, you can't. There's defenses are good enough. Every defense they're playing is good enough to, if all you have is Saquon Barkley, even if he's the best.
Yeah, their backups showed promise, though.
You know, I do not believe that. And
like I said, there's a part of me that's very small that wants the Packers to win.
I'd have felt a lot better if the Packers would have beat the Bears somehow. If this score would have been 24-22 Packers instead of 24-22 Bears, I would have said a little better things. You know, 12-5 seems so much better.
Happen.
You know, it's something. But they didn't. They lost. You are what your record is. The Vikings finished the season
great,
at 14-3.
They play the Rams. All right. How about them?
You got to go just slightly. Tell me about that game that we
it was
that
not
you
a
watched.
Good game.
No,
it was all the way around. I think you got out coached on that one.
Okay.
I think Darnold did not look good. He was really scared. I think running for his life, from what I saw highlights.
Yeah, that feels accurate.
You know? And when he looked like the Jets Sam Darnold.
Did he?
He did.
I think it scared
some people.
I mean, if you're an NFL franchise, you may have saved yourself about $10 million a year watching a game like that.
Oh, 20.
You know what I'm saying? 30. Like, you don't want to offer him all that much more money.
It'll depend on how he plays this weekend and if they win and how he looks winning.
31-9, by the way, was the final score, in case anyone was keeping score at home.
Thanks.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't a field goal.
No, far
though,
from
though,
it.
We missed it, though.
You they did. Got, I didn't want to bring that up, but I did.
Yeah, they, what was it, 4 or 5 times down to the end zone or red zone, and they could not convert anything.
Yep, they finished.
Because they also went on it on 4th and whatever, too, several
correct.
Times.
Yep, they missed one field goal.
He was being too aggressive.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, once that is what aggressive does, right? Like, it's not really aggressive if it always works. And
yeah,
it's
Dan Campbell.
Yeah, there has to be a 50-50 in there. There has to be an other side of that coin that hits eventually.
But you got to, I mean, something like that, when you're that close and you don't get the 2 points, I mean, take the field goal. Take whatever you can at that point. Yeah, it was not good. It was not a good game. The defense didn't look good. They looked kind of just outcoached, I think.
It wasn't close the whole game, right?
Aaron Glenn and
18-41, by the way, for Sam Darnold.
I know.
Just point. That's
that.
Terrible. Yeah.
I know.
That is really that's Zach Wilson.
Else.
If you were the Vikings, do you just sort
I'm not
of
panicking.
You accept that and you say, oh well, we just
I
got
mean they didn't when they went it, we went 14-2 all season and it just happened to be this game we lost again because Detroit's got our number.
Yes, 14-3 is a remarkable season.
Yeah,
Kevin
I mean,
O'Connell
nobody should
is
be
still
as,
short list of coach
we
of the year
we were
candidates.
Gonna maybe have 7 wins. Honestly, the
they
majority.
Did feel like a 7-10 win team. I said that right up until they won about 7 games. You know,
and what did I say?
When they were sitting at like 7-1, I'm like, oh, maybe they're gonna win more than 7 games this year. Yeah, you weren't just a fan.
I'm still on it. I'm still on the bandwagon. I'm not leaving it. I think they win this weekend. And I think they'll learn from Monday night's game.
Mm-hmm. Well, you will learn a lot about the Vikings as a team, how they react to this playoff game coming up. You got a couple of young guys that are young coaches that have definitely – they're from the same coaching tree, correct? Like Kevin O'Connell was a coach underneath Sean McVay at some point.
Yes, he was OC for a while.
Okay. So they know each other. This is not unfamiliar territory for either of them. So if you go from getting stomped out by the Lions – to getting stomped out by the Rams, that really does tell you a lot about your season.
That will seal Sam Darnold's fate. We lose.
Yeah, yeah.
If we lose against the Rams on Monday night,
that'll
seal his fate. He will be just a bridge quarterback, and then he'll be lucky. I mean, I would imagine that they'd still bring him back if he did that point.
I mean, you score your franchise tag, right? You give him a one-year deal. You give him $30 million. Because you look at they've down the stretch, they haven't, besides this Lions game, they have not lost a game since, you know, the last team that beat them by chance?
Yeah, it was the Rams.
Yeah, it was. I know. Thursday, well aware. It was in the end of October.
Because they got beat by the Detroit.
Yep.
And then they had a Thursday, 5 days later, had Detroit, or L.A.
It's weird. The only teams that have beat them are the Lions and the Rams. And those are the only teams
that Rams look different. And I think from week, whatever, five or six that was, I think Minnesota looks different now. Sam Darnold looks more well-rounded. Other than the Detroit game.
Yeah.
Every other game prior to that looked really sharp. And they're all on the same page. And I think at that time, they were not. I think we were still trying to figure it all out. So I'm optimistic. I'm thinking they are. I think all the bettors have us at like -3.
Oh, I would definitely take the Lions in this one. I would put.
You mean my Vikings?
I'm sorry. I take the Rams. Yeah, I like the home teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know.
It's a hard one to go against. That's why that win.
But everybody, the one thing has been that everybody has not been on the bandwagon for Minnesota, doubting them.
Yeah.
Detroit game, there was like half and half people going, well, I think Minnesota can win this. And I think Minnesota does really well.
Okay.
Where they're the underdog and nobody believes in them. And they go, see that. Watch this. You know, so.
It's hard to believe a 14-3 team would be an underdog, but they feel like an underdog in these last couple of games.
Green Bay game. So it'll be interesting. I will watch it Monday night. Mm. Maybe. We'll see.
Is it a Monday night playoff game?
It's the last one of the wild card.
Oh, slick. Hey, I get to watch a football game. That's fantastic. Yeah, I guess I didn't have the schedule in front of me. I wasn't 1,000% sure what day the Packers even played. I had that weird feeling that I was going to be at work, so I kind of just skipped by it.
The 12th. It's the day I play Sunday. Fox.
Oh, I might get there. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. So,
do you want to talk? Is there anything else in the NFL playoffs as far as teams that got in, teams you think are going to be?
I wouldn't be
real surprising.
If Denver beats Buffalo, I'd be kind of surprised because right now Denver's really, really hot right now.
They're on a heater.
Yeah.
Buffalo's for almost the entirety of the season been called the best team in football.
I could see Buffalo just completely losing composure.
I don't know. One of these years, I want to keep saying that Sean McDermott, their coach, and Josh Allen, they're finally going to get over the hump. Yeah. But
than likely they will, and I think they will. But I mean, if Denver wins, I wouldn't be shocked.
Okay.
Good game will be Washington Tampa Bay.
That should be Jaden Daniels in the playoffs. I feel like Jaden Daniels in the playoffs has that Michael Vick in the playoffs kind of feel to him. I don't know if you remember that from. 100 years ago at this point, Michael Vick went to Lambeau and had the most amazing game. That was when Lambeau was Lambeau, right? Nobody came. And Jaden Daniels just has that cachet, where he's faster, strong, bigger, stronger, faster than everybody. And his team really looks like
size-wise, he's kind of average. He's just really quick.
Faster,
But he's got the experience.
Yeah, he's got a four-year starter.
Like Bo Nix.
Correct, yep.
So... Yeah, it'll be a good series of games because let's see, the Chargers play Houston. I think the Chargers will win that.
I think the Chargers got that one. Yeah, Houston has been off somewhere along pretty much all year.
They're missing a lot of people. Yeah, they're injured. Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Baltimore's going to throttle them.
Have to, right? There's nothing about that game that tells me that the Steelers can win that game. They've lost four in a row, including a game against the Ravens just last week, 2 weeks ago, recently.
Yeah. So, it's still good games all the way across. It's not like some underdog. I mean, like I said, I'd be really surprised if Green Bay wins.
Yeah.
I would really be surprised just because that defense for Philly is
and that offense crazy. For Philly is – amongst, if you think Green Bay's offense is good because they run the football and control the clock, Philadelphia does that, but they do it better.
Yes.
They have
Jalen Hurts and those weapons. I mean, the numbers, other than the running game, are about the same as last year. And they were really good until the last six games where they just washed out.
No, this year they've held it. Philly has really sort of held it together all year.
Yeah,
they've been the second or third best team in the NFC all year.
So, it'll be a fun set of games this weekend.
Oh, yeah. If you get a chance. This is where, if you're a sports fan, it's really hard not to want to watch watch the NFL. It is.
It's one and done. Yep. It's not anything. I mean, it's just, this is it.
Yep. You lock it in Saturday afternoon. You lose afternoon.
And you're on the couch next weekend watching
Correct.
Games.
Yep. So. Yeah, then you start getting excited about other things. But yeah, I think the Packers, well, there's a reason they're not favored. I think they do. I don't think they win. I said last week, I don't think the NFC North is going to win a football game in the playoffs. And I'm still there with you. I know the Vikings really do have a better chance than the Packers to win one, not just based on record, but the Rams aren't as good, I don't think, as Philly.
No.
And clearly the Vikings are better than Green Bay. And not even this year. They're really holding it together pretty well. But yeah, I don't think anybody in the NFC North, Detroit might win one, but I don't think they win two games. I don't know why. They never have.
I'm telling you, too. Buffalo, Minnesota, Super Bowl.
I would love to see a Buffalo, Minnesota Super Bowl. And it's going to end in a tie because everybody missed a field goal at the end. They're just going to miss field goals back overtimes. And forth until eternity. One day.
All right. Anything else NFL related?
There was a ton of fire. I mean, always. Yes, there's firings.
I know.
You want to bring up the list if you have it in front of you? Fantastic. There were, I think, was it six?
Yes.
Six firings.
As of right now.
Do you count Dallas as one of those firings? Because Dallas didn't fire a coach. They just don't have a coach.
Well, he still has a coach.
Is he under contract for another chunk of time?
Till the 14th.
14th, for another week.
But
Mike McCarthy.
They denied Chicago's request.
Man, if you're Dallas, that was your chance to get rid of Mike McCarthy.
Why?
And set up the Bears. I mean, the Bears get Mike McCarthy? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
So,
he looks like a Chicago coach. They'll fail miserably.
Just bring back Lovey.
Oh, yeah.
So in order is Robert Saleh from the Jets got fired. Then is Dennis Allen of the Saints.
Yep.
Matt Eberflus from the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Gerard Mayo got fired.
That was kind of a weird. I thought he'd get another year because Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, hand selected him and brought him from.
I think
praised him pretty hardcore in the offseason and then fired him about 12 months later. Bad luck.
Vrabel.
Yeah. Wait, why is Mike Vrabel such a candidate? Am I missing something?
He's an old school guy.
Neat. Why does old school count in football? It seems like all the coaches in the playoffs that are doing well are new school coaches. Look at that list of playoff coaches.
Well, except for Andy Reid.
Yeah, maybe, but he's still got some new school. The way he plays his offense is a little bit new school. Right. He's got, yes.
So Gerard Mayo got fired. Doug Peterson was no shock.
No, he should have been fired.
The shocker was kind of Antonio Pierce today.
Yep, that was another one.
Yeah.
But Raiders are such a mess that I figured they'd give their coach.
And I think Mr. Tom Brady is having a say in that now.
Hand-selecting.
Yeah. He's part of the committee.
I mean, I guess that makes more sense than just about anybody to pick your coach, right? Like, if you're going to have an owner, because if you're going to have an owner interject in metal, we'll say metal, in the hiring process, it should at least be the best quarterback of all time. He would have he'd have a better idea than I'd say 100% of the owners as far as who should lead a football team, better than any other owner in football, unless there's another owner who used to play football, but I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones was a tight end at Arkansas, to be fair. He knows a bit about football.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Great.
Where would you rank the list, and I'm going to count Dallas as doesn't have a coach, because technically in a week, Mike McCarthy won't be under contract with the Dallas Cowboys, and the way they've handled things lately, I'm sure they make a mess of it and let somebody else hire their Mike McCarthy. Well, how do you rank from best job opening to worst job opening amongst those six?
Jets' job is the worst.
I agree. Yeah. You don't have a quarterback.
I mean, I can rank
although
them.
I like the complete reset you can do with a super high draft pick coming in this year at quarterback and a roster that's got some talent, at least two good offensive players in Breece Hall and Garrett.
Yeah, maybe,
Wilson.
But you have an owner that's an idiot.
Fact. No, that's right. I agree with you.
It's like the same level of Dan Snyder almost, except just not as belligerent.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, I don't know.
You believe that the Jets' job is worse than the Raiders' job?
They bring it pretty close.
Okay,
because I think the Raiders have absolutely barely any, other than Brock Bowers.
Correct.
And Mason Crosby.
No, Max Crosby.
Max Crosby. What did I say?
Mason. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, sorry. He finally retired. He's not playing for the Jets this year like every other former old Packer. Yeah, no, Max Crosby and Brock Bowers represent the entirety of the talent on the Las Vegas Raiders. You're absolutely factual.
So it's, I mean, I would, they almost be 1A and 1B.
Yeah, their starting quarterback was a fourth round pick 2 years ago. Yeah, it's not a, it's not an overwhelmingly talented. Let's see, where else is the Jags? Jags are good because you got Trevor Lawrence, right?
Like, really though,
as long as you have a, well, you're either, you either have a franchise quarterback or you're looking for one. And
right.
I believe
you're gonna, they're gonna have to give him another year.
Correct. He's at least paid like one for a couple more years, and he's Trevor Lawrence. Like, he was drafted number one. He's got incredible arm talent. He's just been on, it's kind of one of those things like the Browns, right? Like, right. If you've played on a bad enough team for long enough, it's not you. It's not you anymore. It's that franchise, that awful, awful franchise you've been playing for, and Trevor Lawrence is currently on it. Who else would be worse than, because that's the thing, for all of these openings, if you have a quarterback, you're kind of in a bad spot. You really want a complete reset. If you're a brand new coach, you certainly don't want to play for the Jets.
I don't know. I mean,
you certainly don't
want to. Chicago? Chicago's
the best for me.
Yeah, I'm kind of going to the other end. I mean, those, I mean, the bottom dwellers, it's what they are.
I mean, Chicago and New England are your two.
Yeah.
Are your two best? I believe that.
How about
too.
The Saints?
Saints are the worst. They're right up there with the Jets because there's nothing on that team.
See, on this ranking for the NFL Network or NFL.com, they got the Raiders are the last.
Okay.
And number six, and then the number five is the Saints.
Yep.
Number four is Jaguars. They have the Jets at number three.
See, like, I like that because Patriots, you could reset.
And then Chicago. I mean, Chicago's got all the talent in the world.
I think Chicago is second. I believe Chicago is the second to New England because Chicago is a cursed franchise, and you're not going to win.
And the GM is staying.
Correct. That's a weird one where if you're firing the coach, but you're keeping the GM who hired the coach, tells you that the owner has a lot more say in what's going on that roster than anyone else. Yeah. If you're Chicago, all the Caleb Williams.
Cowboys?
Cowboys would be better than all of them.
No.
You don't think?
Oh.
I believe that because you have everything in place. Franchise quarterback, franchise wide receiver, franchise defensive
player.
That's
all you've got because that's your salary.
Fantastic. That is better than
nothing else.
That's more talent.
No.
Those three players I named are better than every single other player on every other opening in this
list.
Maybe,
but it's not about just those star players, though. It's about one, you know, all those backups and backups.
If you don't win in year one, you are going to be fired. You're going to be Antonio Pierce. You're going to be, you know, like if you don't win right off the bat, you're running the risk of a lame duck coach, and then you're
name
out.
Name any other coaches in the NFL that are such in the media spotlight.
Oh, none. It's a zero. There's no owner in sports.
Woody.
There's no owner in sports who's as famous.
But I think he's
without
senile.
A Steinbrenner out there. I.
He's gone senile. I mean, look at what they didn't do on the offseason that they should have done.
You're not going
to. You bring back Ezekiel Elliott?
I know this.
Please.
You will not outlast Jerry Jones as the coach. You're absolutely right about that. But I think if you're the head coach and you get a chance to play for the number one franchise in all of sports.
I thought that was the Packers.
Value. Like number one value in all of sports. You get to play on the hugest stage.
Being a coach
of the Dallas Cowboys means you're either going to win a Super Bowl or you're going to get fired, and maybe both.
A stat I saw last night. You know what two coaches have in common, but one has had his job a lot longer than anybody else? Mike Tomlin and Mike McCarthy have the same record.
Weird.
Same record, same Super Bowl one.
Interesting.
But same one loss in the playoffs.
Huh. And one is consistently considered an overrated coach, and one is consistently rated an underrated coach. That is a good coach. That is because Tomlin is always considered an underrated coach because he's always winning.
Mike McCarthy
is always said to be overrated because he only wins. He was 12-3 3 years in a row.
How many of those teams would love to have Mike McCarthy get him to 12-6 every year?
Well, I believe every coach, every team on this list would be better served to have Mike McCarthy than their current head coach. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
but that does tell you how bad of an owner that or GM that Jerry Jones is that you would rather have his coach. Than be the coach of his team.
Right. So, I don't think that's the best job. I think it's maybe one in the mid tier.
So you'd rather have New England then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I can see that. I can make an argument for having Drake May and the number two overall or number three overall pick in this draft, a pretty clean cap space.
They need a lot of stuff.
They need everything, but, you know, that's what the draft is all about. If you have an owner who won't fire you after a year, you can go after a Travis Hunter. You can go after the big fish in the draft and build a thing. New England has a history of winning. They have an owner who has proven to win.
You got a Hall of Fame quarterback and a Hall of Fame coach. I mean,
if you're an owner, you can sell a coach that – how many other places can say they have a Hall of Fame coach? You know, about four currently in the NFL.
What can you do for me now, Lee?
But that's where you'd, I guess, if you're a coach, you would have to really, if you're a head coaching commodity, any one of these, and we don't know the names right off the top of our heads.
Aaron Glenn.
Yep, you're six. Any of these places
Please take them.
They would pay you anything. They would trade. They would
just. Don't go to Chicago. Just go to one of the other teams.
If you go to Chicago, you're gonna get fired, and we're gonna make fun of you. Don't do that. Do anything else. I guess that's pretty close to what do we got? About 6 minutes. It feels 20 minutes.
No, you've got
35 seconds.
Hold on. Wait for the
1 minute.
You've got.
Man, we nailed it.
2.5 minutes.
Hey, that's not bad. You know that what else is going on in the world of sports? Really, not a whole heck of a lot. I promised you a stat.
Yes.
Would you like a stat of the?
Yeah.
Well, there's. It is about the Minnesota Vikings.
Of course,
they're a football team in the NFL.
Yes.
Technically, they play football in the NFC.
Watch
North.
Yourself
Technically,
right
they
now.
They do. You could bleep that. They play football. I wouldn't quotation marks. They play.
So does the Packers.
They're 21-31.
In the playoffs
all time.
Yeah, I believe that.
Over the last 25 years.
So since
how many wins have they had? Do you believe in the last 25 years?
25 years, that would include 90.
Mm-hmm, that goes two.
No.
Yeah, you can bring it all the way. Yeah.
To 98?
Yeah.
Well, there's four right there, or three. Probably seven.
Six. Besides that one magic run, they've had three wins in 25 years, and I don't know how many of those were consecutive.
Nope.
Zero? I mean, you would know. You're a super...
None of them. But since 98, we haven't had any consecutive
I thought
ones.
They would have had a lot more wins in the playoffs because they went to... what's that say? They're 0-4 in the Super Bowl. So they've won four. They've been to four, which means you had to... Yeah, they must have really... I don't know, 21-31.
But
six
was,
wins in 25
but
years.
In 25 years, but the good teams that went to the Super Bowl were prior to 25 years.
Yeah. 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 So, six wins. Yeah. It's an interesting... just amount of good team... do you know what the Packers record all time?
They won a Super Bowl. What?
37-26 all time, which is third most wins all time.
Okay. Look at that.
They've been to four Super Bowls, and they've won them. Yeah.
At least Minnesota doesn't have the four losses in a row.
I mean,
that's Buffalo.
Well, that's okay. Yes, they're not Buffalo. You're right. Minnesota is not Buffalo. That is something.
That's the
that
only
should be the
saving,
slogan.
That's the
across,
saving grace.
As you're running into under
into
the tunnel,
display case of Minnesota says
we're not.
We went
Buffalo.
To four.
Yeah,
but we didn't lose four in a row.
Ha ha, Scott Norwood. Yeah, that's it. They've 9 NFC Championship games. The Packers have been into. That's a stat for me. That like, They can get there.
I would expect more out of your. Three quarterbacks
NFC championships. They don't. That doesn't count. Like they said, there's a cutoff line when they were old and way back in the times.
15.
Dang, that was a great show.
That was good.
Way to
go. Good.
This was fantastic. We should talk sports way more often than this.
Yeah.
Thanks WDRT for doing this, and thank you, Holton, for showing up. This has been great. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Bye bye.